Spruce Hill skills to you. Welcome to the Mini Master class. Listen, I'm gonna keep this super short, about 20 minutes, okay? All bars, no fluff, because I wanna help you make sales simple. So let's tap in. If you're an entrepreneur, this is for you. If you're an ambitious individual, maybe you're still working a double W-2, you have no sales experience at all, you have no desire to be a salesperson, this is for you. If you're an introvert, man, guess what? This is for you. I want to help you transform your life and grow your business if you have one. And I'm going to teach you about making sales simple. And what you're going to find as you go through this training that you've been looking at sales all wrong. Okay. I'm not telling you to go out and sell cars. I'm not telling you to get your realtor's license. I'm not telling you to get your life insurance license. What I am telling you is that if you have any interaction at all, online, email, text, phone call, FaceTime, Zoom, Microsoft Teams, if you have any interaction with other people, one person, 100, I want you to learn sales. Okay. I want you to learn sales skills. And I'm going to tell you right now, one new skill will change your life. So I want to make it simple. If you have the option to be difficult and take a long time, or you can make it easy and take a little bit of time, which one are you going to choose? It's not a trick question. Don't ask trick questions. I want to make this simple for you. So let's dive right in. New skills, new you. Man, if you want to learn my bio, you want to learn about my story, go visit me on Instagram, okay? At new skills, new you. Right now, if this is about you, this is about making sales simple. And I'm going to talk fast because we're going to get to the point. If you've had a direct sales role, you can sign up. I got other trainings for you, okay? This isn't going to turn you into a killer closer. It's not going to turn you into the master manipulator, not going to be Captain Convince-em. We're going to make sales simple, okay? So everyone else, all right, you're in the right place. Let's write this down. Let's redefine how we look at sales. Sales is a service, all right? Write that down. Sales is service. If you're serving people, whether you're adding value or solving problems, that's service. As a result of adding value, as a result of solving problems, you should be compensated. Remuneration, that's a good word, look it up. But a lot of people start worrying about the money first and they wonder why they have such poor experiences when it comes to sales. So let's update our paradigm. A sale is a transfer of enthusiasm for a product or service from one person to another. Boom, that's it. So when you tell someone like, oh, you gotta go see this movie. Oh, it was so amazing. It was mind-blowing. Go see it. What happens? The sale happens and then the money happens. They go pay the theater, right? Or I say, oh, I tried this new restaurant. It just opened. You got to check it out. Check out what's that spot down there in Decatur I like, the Go Vegan Grill. Oh, man, it's so good. And it's healthy for you, man. You got to try it, right? So the sale goes in first, the money comes after. And a lot of people get that in the other order and they wonder why they have trouble when it comes to selling. When they have trouble getting that promotion, and wonder if they have trouble in that interview. They wonder if they have trouble where clients aren't signing up with them. They have a bad definition of sales. So here's a better definition of sales. It's not the only definition, but it's a better definition that's going to help you where you are make sales simple. So focus on getting the person or persons excited about the product or service you're offering. And sometimes, if it's an interview, you're the product or service, okay? Right? They gotta be excited to work with you. That's when the sale happens. The money comes after, right? You get your offer letter, you get your start date, maybe you get your laptop, you go in the office first day, work 2 weeks. The money comes afterwards, the sale happens first. So once you make that switch, man, I promise you, sales is gonna be so much more simple. But wait, Bruce, I'm scared of sales. I'm not a salesperson. Salespeople are greedy. Maybe I feel guilty taking people's money. A lot of us have negative emotions around sales, and that transfers to the people we're talking to. So guess what? They have negative emotions about it, and they're not gonna work with us. I left those question marks over there on the right for if I miss one, fill in the blank. What are some, take a second to write these down. What are some negative things you feel about sales? And okay, your feelings are valid, but they're not an excuse not to have sales success. Shout out to my first solo project, my second book, 8 Steps to Sales Success. Great resource. If you want to continue to grow as a professional, whether that's transforming your life or business, okay? So I want to acknowledge these emotions, but I also want to let you know while they are valid, they're because you've been looking at sales very selfishly instead of looking at sales as a service. When you, as soon as you begin that mental shift, these emotions are going to start to dissipate, okay? So here's what I want you to do. Let's focus, let's shift the focus. How can we transfer that enthusiasm for our product or service from us to our client? Well, you got to connect first. Here's three simple concepts to remember. You want to be clear, you want to be concise, and you want to be compelling. Okay, when I say clear, that means keep it simple. I told you it's a sales made simple. Fancy words are counterproductive. If it's confusing, you're losing. We'll tweet that one later. Okay, if it's clear, that means it's easy to understand. It's easy for them to make a decision to work with you. Okay, let's keep it concise. Make it easy to remember. If it's easy to remember, it's easy to repeat. That's a bar. Get to the point. That's for me. I'd be long-winded. That's one another reason I'm not rushing through this training. I'm gonna move quickly because the point isn't for me to make noise, it's for me to make a difference in your life and business. And that's where it becomes compelling. So if you're clear, it's easy for me to understand, it's concise, that means it's easy for me to remember, and I'm talking to the right person, it becomes compelling. For example, no one buys Advil because they're tasty. Like, let me have a couple more of them Advils. No, why do people buy Advils? Hey, they don't want their headache anymore. It solves a problem. So for someone with a headache, if I make it clear, hey, this is going to get rid of your headache, make it concise, take this, no headache. It becomes compelling to the right person. They say, hey, wait, I'm someone with a headache. I don't want the headache anymore. Let me get two of those. And what happens is this is what makes sales simple. I don't have to convince them to take the Advil. I just have to educate them that this is how they get rid of the problem. This is how I add value to their life or business. I cannot do that, or it's very difficult if it's not clear. I cannot do that, or it's very difficult if it's not concise. And so instead of focusing on being clever, let's focus on being clear, concise, and compelling. Does this transfer enthusiasm? Does it make sense to the person who has this problem why they should take this next step? Sales being so much more simple. Here's another way to connect with your client. You can answer these questions proactively. So this is a, it's 2023. I'm recording this training. I've been doing this training for years. It evolves, but these principles don't change. So it's 2023. It's social media world, right? If you're on live, you're doing TikToks or Reels, doesn't matter. Tell them about your struggle. Listen, 10 years ago, I was making $30,000 a year. I was making 90 minutes to work that way, and it was 45 minutes back home. Wait a minute, Bruce. How did you take less time to get home than it took you to get to work? It was so late, there just wasn't any traffic. I was tired. I was working way too hard for not enough money. I was struggling. But then I learned sales skills and I doubled my income. Yes, two times income, man. So now that's success. And if you focus on that contrast, that evolution, that positive growth, you're going to connect with the people who are in that same struggle. They're going to want to imitate your success. They're going to get excited. Boom, transfers of enthusiasm. So connect with your client, show them who you are. I'm not telling you to give your home address out. Don't tell them your social security number. Okay, that's not what we're talking about. Say, who are you? And why should I care? Well, hey, listen, who am I? I'm Bruce Hill of New Skills, New You. I teach sales and leadership to service-based businesses. I help them hear yes more often without sounding salesy. Bruce, why do you do that? Man, I was struggling to make enough to break even. Then learned 8 steps to sales success, and boom. Now I operate in abundance. I have more than enough. Life is good, and I teach other people to do the same. Now we're connecting, and someone can hear that story and say, I want that. I don't have to convince them. And that's where a lot of those negative emotions come from. They're worried about rejection. They're worried about being seen as greedy. But if I'm here to serve you, I'm just going to focus on transferring that enthusiasm, and I'm connecting with my right person, my right client, right? I'm not convincing people that are wrong for my business, that are poor fits. I'm connecting with the right people. Man, it becomes compelling. And that enthusiasm, man, that's the secret. That's how we make sales simple. So here's something else. Who is your ideal client? Who do you serve? What is their problem? You should proactively answer these questions. And if you're taking notes, write these down. These are great real ideas. I could tell you a story. I say, hey, I was working with a cleaning business, and she was mentoring folks and how to start their own cleaning business. And she talked to 7 people in a week. She had gone to a conference. She had 7 new appointments. Zero of them signed up. That's a problem. So I taught her the conversations to clients framework, which that is available. Check out the link in the bio. And she followed that framework and she ended up doing $13,000 in a week as a result of that training. So who's the ideal client? It's a service-based business struggling with their sales. Their problem, they're not making any money. That's a problem. So how do I help them? I answer these questions proactively, whether you're sending out email marketing campaigns, text, or you're talking to someone in line at Starbucks. Now they're excited. Wow, Bruce, I want to hear yes more often. How do I work with you, babe? Sales made simple. They transfer the enthusiasm. The money's going to come later. We're going to focus on serving them now. That's why as many trainings I do, I keep them all as affordable as possible. You have to invest because there's no transformation without a transaction. Okay? People that pay attention. But I keep it so affordable so there's no excuse not for you to take this information and win with it. Okay? But the information is useless until you use it. So don't just watch this and go do the same thing. So don't just take notes and then put them away and never look at them again. Go try this with your clients and let me know. Shoot me a video, send me an Instagram message, and say, hey, Bruce, it worked. Answer these questions for your clients. Can you help me? So I talked about sharing my own success stories. That's huge. If you don't have any new clients, you're just started, hey, share your personal success stories, okay? People are going to ask themselves, can you help me? So you should proactively answer how you're going to help them. How do you serve them? Set some next steps. So if you're watching this, okay, your next step should be to schedule a solution call with me. All right. So that's brucehill.online, right? Not .com, brucehill.online. You can schedule a solution call with me or maybe one of my team members will pick up. And we'll talk about, hey, what's the next steps for your business? How can we continue to help you achieve higher and higher levels of sales success? If you answer these questions proactively, if you use that three C's framework, that clear, concise, compelling, it'll be very easy for people to decide, hey, I need to work. I need to work with him. And you're going to spend less time convincing and more time serving, right? Less time selling and more time serving. And guess what's going to happen as a result of you serving more? You're going to earn more. Boom, let's go. Sales made simple. Answer this question for your client. They're thinking, what's in it for me? There's billions of people online right now. If they're looking at your page, if they're on your social media page, your business website, they're reading an email, you need to be able to answer for them what's in it for me. Hey, Bruce, when you started this training, when you hit play, what did I say? Hey, if you are this person and you want this, you're in the right place, right? I answered that question for you so you knew that you had made a great decision to invest in yourself and you knew the payoff, right? So let's keep going. I got three more C's for you. Put these into practice right away. Confidence, communication, and the close. I like alliterations. I like alliteration. We're going to dive into it. Confidence is a skill. Confidence is a skill. Now, this is a little bit longer definition. I'm going to read it to you. Screenshot this. Of course, the slides are included. I try to operate in excellence, right? Go serve above and beyond. So self-confidence is an attitude about your skills and ability. It means you accept and trust yourself and have a sense of control in your life. You know your strengths and weaknesses well and have a positive view of yourself. You set realistic expectations and goals, communicate assertively, and can handle criticism. We got another one for you. It's a little short, okay? Stay with me. Confidence is knowing who you are and who you are not. Maybe I need to add this to a slide. Confidence is knowing who you are and who you are not. It's believing in yourself, who you are, and believing you can be better tomorrow. That's how I define confidence. I like this one. Got this from the dictionary. It's good. It's a little long, right? We talk about being clear, concise, and compelling. Confidence is knowing who you are and who you are not. Boom. That's clear, concise, and compelling. And so when I say confidence is a skill, confidence comes from practice. That's where your success story is so important. That's your first practice. I did it for me. Now I'm going to help you do it. And you can have confidence. Listen, I am not the top sales trainer in the world, okay? Confidence allows me to admit that it's not a competition. Write that one down. Confidence isn't a competition, okay? It's not about being the best out of everyone. It's about being the best version of you. So what I do is I help folks that have no sales training. I help service-based businesses hear yes more often without sounding salesy. So that's a group of people that really aren't interested in being salespeople. They're just trying to run their business better. So I help them. I help them in an amazing way, in the best way I can, in an impactful way. I have confidence that I can, and I have done that over and over again very well. I don't have to compete with anyone else that's been doing this for 20, 30, 40 years. Shout out to them. I haven't even been alive 40 years. But I'm not going to let that attack my confidence because here it is, self-confidence and attitude about my skills and abilities, not theirs. So I want you to have confidence in your skills and abilities and help people from where you are. Shout out to Jose, black dude with a Spanish name, featuring Jose on Instagram. He says, if you're a level three, let's say one scale of 1 to 10, you're a level three, you can help ones and twos. Okay, I can confidently help ones and twos get to the next level. So that's where that set realistic expectations and goals comes in. This isn't a confidence course, but confidence is such an important part of selling because if you don't believe in you, how can I believe in you? All right, let's talk about communication. There's four stages of communication. First is listening. If you can listen, you can sell. Speaking is not even the most important part of selling. Listening is the most important part of selling. We receive the information we share, and we should focus on understanding. So when we speak or share information, that should only be 20% of the conversation. In the course, conversations with clients, we talk about this, that 80% of it should be you listening, them speaking. You should only start speaking once you understand and you're offering the solution. Okay? But the question is, do you understand them clearly? How do we do that? By listening. You can listen, you can sell. Now, here's something else that's important. Do they understand you clearly? That's why we have to be clear and concise. We want to make sure they understand us. Confused minds do nothing. We want to make it easy for them to decide, yes, working with you is the best decision. So now, the close. Give them an opportunity to tell you yes. Say, hey, would you like to hear about our packaging? Would you like to hear about the solutions we offer? Would you like to discuss pricing? Does it make sense for us to go to the next step? Give them a chance to tell you yes. What's really, man, it was one of my favorite trainings. It's called How to Hear Yes More Often. Listen, I've been doing this, y'all. I do this. And one of the things I talk about, the number one way for you to hear yes more often is just ask more people. Okay? And it's not taking a fancy training, it's not building a website, it's not having a funnel and saying, look, hey, you want to work with me? Yes or no? I'm not going to get off topic. That's a whole nother training. Check it out here yet more often. DM me if you can't find the link. The close is really the beginning of the relationship. I love this. I love this because once they tell you yes, that's where we start working together. That's where we start providing that transformation. That's where we start serving their business and delivering on our promise to help them to add value. But we can't get to that point if we don't ask them. One of the first trainings I did, it was absolutely awful. The slides were terrible. The audio was worse. It was called Ask for the Money. And it had three parts. It had add value, it had solve problem, and then ask for the money. And I might dig it up. I might bring it out of retirement if I can find it. It's still such a powerful training because sometimes the fastest lesson I can teach you all is just to ask. Some people want to tell you yes, you just haven't asked. Let's keep rocking and rolling. Ask. I love it. I love it. I love it. People pay in four ways. Let me just move this over here. They pay in time, they pay attention, they pay in energy, they pay in money. Hey, if you go to a movie, you're paying in time and attention. But why are those separate? Those are the same thing, Bruce. Don't check it out. Let's say you've ever gone to a movie, you paid us some money, and you spent some time, but you fell asleep. Then you did not pay attention. Now, let's say you pay in energy. You ever had a volunteer? That's paying in energy. Sure, time's connected to that. But if you exert more energy, you can spend less time. So sometimes, check it out, if you don't have one or the other, you can add some more of the third. So if I don't have some money, I gotta take more time, I gotta spend more energy. I could use money to cut down my time, cut down my energy. And attention, that's the most valuable currency. That's why the social media content is so valuable because we're asking people for their attention. We won't go down that rabbit hole. People are going to pay you one way or the other. It's up to you. Release the thought of sales being only money. You see, I have the little pen and paper, a little visual here. Take a note of this. I want you to realize that people are going to pay you. You get to decide how they do it. So your webinar could be free, right? They pay time and attention. It could be low energy. You could do a challenge. Maybe that's a little bit more energy, right? They got more assignments or some more workshop style. They pay money, like you did for this course. Say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna trade some of my money for some of Bruce's knowledge and experience so I can hear yes more often. You want to think about how you're going to provide so much value that people happily give you time, attention, energy, and money. They make that trade because they feel like the value received way, way exceeds the cost they paid. All right, let's rock and roll. Now, home stretch. I talked about creating a clear next step. So we'd say, the clients ask themselves, what do we do now? All right, you made it clear, concise, and compelling, right? You speak with confidence, you communicate clearly, you ask them real close. What am I going to do? You're the guide. I talk about this in conversations with clients. You're the guide. You need to let them know what the next step is. So, hey, follow me. Click here. Sign up. Register now. Join us. Enroll today. That's speaking with confidence. Oh, if you don't mind, if it's okay with you, if you could, you know, maybe sign up if it's, you know, not too much trouble. No. If you want this result, here's the next step you need to take. And your language may be different depending on your personality. But it should always be clear. You can be a little bit more gentle and soft. You know, Bruce is going to talk like Bruce. I want you to be the authentic version of you. I just want that version of you to hear more, yes, more often. That's it. That sales made simple. How I kept this simple. If I didn't, shoot me a DM. Let me know what questions you have. I believe in over-delivering. I over-promise, I over-deliver. And I will commit to answering each and every one of those DMs. Or my team will. So ask those questions. And of course, you can hit me at New Skills New You just about everywhere, any social media platform. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. Again, my name is Bruce. Cheers to your sales success.